This is Everything Homes special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, but first...
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. I'll tell you about Star Marketplace. This is really, really an amazing concept. It is community-powered philanthropy. We've partnered with 57 different well-known websites and brands so that what we're doing is when you go to buy any of the products or services, because you're going to recognize most of the names, and it's all different categories. Once you go do that and you make sure you go through our marketplace, there's a marketplace tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. So go there before you buy anything. Check out what's available and what companies are participating. 2-20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners. We are supporting veterans, animals, children, and freedom. We added the freedom because of what's going on the planet, and we needed to participate. Death, pets, kids, and freedom, 2-20%. So go over there. You're never going to pay more than if you went to the websites directly. Usually you're going to get a discount that you don't get if you go to the website directly. And then funds are going to be generated, donated from the companies to our nonprofit partners so we can make a difference. You can make a difference by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. No extra money goes out. Even if you are making donations to groups, still go over there. Let's get some nice big checks written to these organizations so we can make a difference in the communities all over the country. And don't forget MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and Mike Lindell are our newest partners. And if you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, they're listed on the site, but you can go to their website directly, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You'll get up to 66%. Of a discount, and they sell more than just pillows. They've got the Giza sheets. They've got blankets. They've got a whole bed set. They've got slippers. They've got towels, which are great here in Arizona because they're light in the summer when it's 140 degrees. They donate 20% to the nonprofits. Can you imagine? We sold like 1,000 pillows or 1,000 items. There's 110 different items to choose from on there. What a difference that would make in the lives of so many people, you know, especially the ones that served this country. How great is that? One of our other new partners that I should mention is I Love My Freedom. They've got all kinds of patriotic gear, hats, mugs, shirts, flags, you name it, and they're donating 15%. If you need some gear, go check them out. A lot of the times they have products where you just pay the shipping and handling. They do some great deals. And there's a couple other patriotic partners on there. You can get literally anything that you want, including all different kinds of flags and signs and decor, memorabilia. It is loaded with everything that you need to show your pride and fighting for freedom and get some cool stuff. Go check out the marketplace, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. Joining me and sitting shotgun are two special guests, but first up is a very special hero, Mark Ozgeist. He's a member of the Annex security team that fought the Battle of Benghazi on September 11th and 12th. Back in 2012, you can imagine it was that long ago, where he was actually seriously injured. He and his GRS team members have been accredited with saving the lives of more than 25 Americans Oz and his wife Crystal founded the nonprofit organization Shadow Warriors Project to honor our brothers who are contracted. You know, those contractors. You heard Colonel McGregor mention the contractors, and you hear that all over the news now. Contracted to serve their country silently behind enemy lines. And they're providing financial assistance to the fallen and injured disabled veterans and private security contractors. Can you please give a big round of applause for a true take action, passionate, patriotic hero, everybody. Mark, Oz, Geist, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I know you've been busy. I've seen you all over the place trying to spread the word about what's going on in Afghanistan, how you guys are actually stepping up to the plate and trying to get some of these Americans out of there. And, of course, you know, Shadow Warriors Project, you hate to actually add new members to that organization, but here it comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been a hectic 4 or 5 days. We've been doing everything we can to get both our private security contractors and other people out, and other American citizens, as well as the Afghanis that have worked with us and helped us when our backs were against the wall, that have been real loyal to us. We got to get them out as well.
I played a couple of sound bites beforehand to kind of set the precedent for people to just realize the situation that is going on in Washington and these other countries, even our border. It's not because of mismanagement. It's not because of mistakes that are made or we just weren't sure. This is by design. This is done on purpose. I mean, it's 2021. These actions didn't need to happen, or the fallout didn't need to be where it is. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the world we live in by the people who are in charge of making the decisions. So do you want to start talking about the organization or really what's going on the ground there for the past 5 days? I mean, what do you think is the most value that you're going to be able to bring to the audience in order for them to even help or to support you? What do you want to start with?
I think let's educate the people about what's going on the ground there what it's really like for all of our American citizens and our military that are there right now. It's a chaotic and, like you said, unnecessary situation that has been allowed to unfold, or even, I don't even know if allowed is the right one, that has been orchestrated to unfold in the way that it has for the purposes of a very select few who, I'm not even sure the end game yet, other than that we are this country and this world right now is in a battle of good versus evil. It's a spiritual war that we're facing right now, and we have to remember what that is and where that ends.
Yeah, the end game on that is very scary, very damaging. It's pretty much opposite of anything that this country was founded on. And I've listened to quite a few historians, and it's interesting how this is all playing out. Mm-hmm. And if you compare it to Revelations is one part, but this is almost, all of these perfect storms that is meant, you mentioned the best word, orchestrated, are coming together like it's a calculated plan. And I've been listening to these components literally for the past, 7 months that this Nazi Biden regime has been in power and in control and in a tyrannical way. And it is just amazing the complexity of the different avenues, the different layers. And I'm saying, you know what? I just can't imagine that one person put all of this together, not to mention even if it was a panel, there's no way. And then I said, you know what? It's literally like it came from Satan himself, and somebody gave him the playbook and said, here you go. Because it's not of this world, because it is so extreme and is so destructive that anybody that is participating in it, there literally has to be evil and like be a demonic part of their being in order to think that any of this is okay. And I'm not, in Afghanistan, it's just one component. That's just one avenue. because there's, I don't, it's not even, I used to say, I wonder how these people sleep at night. They probably don't. They probably hang upside down in a closet. So it's just, you know, and I'm using extreme analogies so people can kind of maybe just think twice about it, because nobody who is really a good person would ever be okay, even if it was their duty to follow it, follow the rules, to orchestrate things like this. Because you, at some point, you have a conscience and a soul, you would think. Right, Mark?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, and, you know, if you study history and you look back through history, there's been several other times throughout our history of this world that this is, this very thing has taken place to some degree and has been interrupted by good people who refuse to do nothing. And that is, you know, we in this country, we've kicked out God out of everything. We've taken him out of our schools. We want to take him off our money. We've taken him out of our learning institutions at the, our higher level learning institutions. We've taken him out of our judicial procedures. And people then wonder why evil things happen. Because if you have the absence of light, you have darkness. You know, the absence of heat is cold. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And that's where we're at right now. And, you know, everyone likes to thumb their nose at that, but it's the truth, you know. And if we would just do something as simple as put Christ back into our schools, into our country, into our hearts, the amazing turnaround that would happen almost immediately would be phenomenal, because it happened. It, as again, I said, it's happened. I mean, you look at the Roman times, you look in the 1400s, 1500s with the Black Plague, and then you look at Hitler in World War II, and you look at where we're at right now, and it's never happened all at once just like that. It's always been incremental things that, you know, okay, hey, we're going to corral you into this. We're going to get you to see how far we can push you into not saying something about this. We're going to take away your freedom of speech. We're going to burn a book here. We're going to get tech companies to censor your social media. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be something as simple as, hey, just get on the train. We're going to take you to a better place.
Yeah, and that's actually in the works. You know, these shielding camps, they're calling them green camps, and they are literally concentration camps for the quote-unquote non-vaccinated, from the non-vaccine. But you brought up a good point. You know, this is, things like this have happened in the past. It's never this intense, but normally it's Americans and the elected elite in leadership positions, because I don't consider them leaders, they're just in leadership positions. And they and the government, usually all of those have been working with the American people to fight against the evil. Now it's just the opposite. It's the elected elites, the government, and all of the I call them the 13 bigs, which is your media and your big education and your big business. So there's 13 of them. So just put on that common sense cap and you can figure out which ones they are.
Right.
And all of those are against us. And we're just the average people who are trying to live a life and enjoy the freedoms and the God-given rights that we have in this country. And we've never been in a situation, modern day, and at this level, where the country, the people in charge are against us. And we've done nothing wrong. We're not the bad guys. That's what makes it even more a bigger, you know, you want to talk David and Goliath. Yeah, that's where we are. And who thought we'd ever be there ever? I don't think it would be, not even our lifetimes, but not even ever get to this point where your own government's against you.
You wouldn't think so, but, you know, if you look back in history, there has never been a truly free government until the foundation of the United States of America. There's other there's other democracies, but there's never been true freedom, and there's never been a truly of the people, by the people elected group that is to lead and work for the people. And, you know, it should, with knowing that, it shouldn't take us, it really probably shouldn't take us by surprise that we are the focal point of Satan right now, that he is, that demonic presence is looking straight to us because he knows if, and he's been doing it for the last, almost since our inception. You had the fact that, it was Christ that was on our side that helped us win the Revolutionary War. The Brits wanted to come back and do it and try again in 1812. They got their ass handed to them again. And then everything since has just been gradually coming back at us. And, our country, our founding fathers had it right. Our Congress in, I believe it was 1891, 1892, passed a resolution to have, for the first time to ever have the Bible written in English, so everyone, and given to everyone for free in this country at that time. And it went from that to where we then have in, 67 or 69, somewhere 1969, somewhere in that vicinity, when they passed when they decided to take God out of our churches. And it's just been, again, slowly, picking away at the foundation of freedom, pulling one thread at a time out of that American flag, trying to get it to fall apart, and waiting for that, as Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor, former Clinton advisor, whatever, said is, we're never going to let, we're never going to let a tragedy go unexploited. And I don't think it was let a tragedy to happen. It's let's go start a tragedy and a crisis, and then let's exploit it.
That's what everything is manufactured. You said orchestrated, planned, and and it's one thing after the next. It's all calculated, everybody, and this is by design. This has been in the works for decades, and we mentioned that a lot on the show to try to put the timeline together so people go, okay, I get it. I don't need to know any more why. We just need to know what are the next steps to take action. How are we going to end this, and how are we going to stand up for our freedoms before we literally lose it? And as you mentioned, we're the only place left. There's nowhere to go if this country goes into the next phase and we lose our freedoms. There's nowhere else to go. And then any other country doesn't really have a lot of hope either, because everybody's waiting on us. We're the ones who are it's the shining city on the hill, the shining country on the mountain, more so like it. I'm glad to hear that you feel this way and you believe this, and I know that you're encouraging everybody that is part of your organization, Shadow Warriors Project, and your other military veterans, and you're encouraging them to, and I know that they probably feel the same way. So that, as we were talking about earlier in the show, one of our guests had left the evil demonic city of Los Angeles, and she spent 17 days driving around parts of the country, and she says, hey, let you guys know, it's normal out there. Like, it's these big cities are the problem, but everybody else is normal. Like, they're talking to each other, they're doing normal things, they think the country's awesome, they like God, so it just gives everybody encouragement that there's more of us than more of them, and I think that's always a great reminder for people, because you hear the doom and the gloom, and you get frustrated, and you're giving up, and you're like, when is this going to end? I'm tired of it. You're waiting for that person to be rescued. And, of course, no sooner do you turn around, boom, you see this chaos in Afghanistan. I want to do a little bit about positive side. So what are you guys, if you can share, because I know probably the stuff that you are working on is not necessarily able to be disclosed. So can you at least provide some positive information on what's going on and the efforts that you and your team and everyone else are working with to get some of these people and contractors and even some of the Afghans that needed to be helped out of there?
Yeah, we're doing everything we can. And one of our biggest limitations, obviously, is going to be money, because we need everybody to help out in that endeavor. And they can go to ShadowWarriorsProject.org if anybody would like to donate and help save the lives of American citizens, of our fellow humans that have served this country, both our military, our civilian contractors, our NGOs, the non-governmental organizations that do so much overseas through either medical aid, different things like that, with our missions, it's bringing Christ to people who, in some of the most austere places in the world. And they do that knowing that they're putting their lives on the line, but they put their faith in Christ and in America. And then, very similar to Benghazi is, America failed them. And it's not Americans failed them. America and the leadership that was voted in is what's failing them. And with your help, we can do a lot to mitigate some of that. I'm in contact with a lot of different organizations on the ground. We're coordinating our efforts so we're not duplicating the process, doing everything we can to help secure getting people to the airport, trying to orchestrate that as much as possible. And once we get them there, then I think we're going to be able to get them all out. It's just a matter of getting them there. And that's where, again, our government mission failed so miserably. In another aspect is, if you've been serving this country and you're overseas, and no matter where you're at in Afghanistan, hey, if you can make it to the airport, go ahead. Wait. We want you to hold in place. Don't do nothing, but we still can't get you here. So I'm not sure what I want you to do. As long, and then you have the Taliban, who has no control. The leadership has no control over the people. They're out there just going to do what they're doing. And if anybody in this that's listening thinks that the Taliban is not full of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, it's ridiculous. I mean, I've had reports from trusted sources that they set up over the last month and a half, they've had set up processing centers where they're bringing in foreign fighters and they are processing them with new equipment, food, just about everything you can think of so they can be a better warfighter. And we're seeing them in the streets of Kabul. We're seeing them in the streets of Herat, Kandahar, Bagram. I mean, and we walk away from that, leaving all our military hardware for them and not ensuring that they would fail. But with America's, with America's help, again, we can stand up together and make it we the people. And that's what we need help with, is we need help primarily with that fundraising. We've got the contacts and the assets in place where we can, if we need to. It's just a matter of, unfortunately, everything costs money, and we really need that help.
You know what's sad, Oz, is that 19 of our senators, Republican senators, gave the thumbs up for a $1.3 trillion fake infrastructure bill. But yet you're having to work with other nonprofit organizations to raise money to go rescue Americans that are stuck in Afghanistan. And I just want that to sit in for people. I want that to sink in. That's how much these people in control and tyrannical power hate you and hate this country, America. They hate you, the people, because you shouldn't have to be doing this. The goals of your organization is to help the injured disabled veterans and private security contractors and provide financial assistance to the families of the ones who have fallen, who have died in service. You've changed gears literally in the past 5 days to jump in on a rescue mission because that's your MO. I mean, that's what you did in Benghazi. That's what you've been doing probably your entire life. This is not something that was on the to-do list up until last week, and you're going, whoa. So I want that to sink in for anybody who thinks what's going on is okay and what the elected elite are doing. I don't care if you're left or right. There is no left or right. It's all of them versus we, the people. And that's what Oz is referencing throughout this conversation. Can you explain to people who are not quite understanding the difference between what these private security contractors are and the amount of of these private security contractors and kind of what their roles are, because a lot of people have no idea. They just think the military's there, and there's a whole other world.
Right, right. Yeah, and, you know, it's a little history with private security contractors or private military contractors. They've been around in every war that this country has ever fought. You know, General Lafayette was hired by General Washington to train the troops. He was one of the very first worked for this country. So from the Revolution on, we've always had private citizens who are hired for their skills to help with those jobs that the military couldn't fulfill. Or if the military could, it's just cheaper and more efficient to have private military contractors do that. And we really saw an insurgence of military contractors during the last 20 years. And currently in Afghanistan, there's approximately 2.9 contractors for every one soldier, every one combat warfighter in that country. And, you know, that's not just the security contractors. That's the food service. That's the supply clerks. And that's why we use contractors, because then we can keep that number of military down. And we only have to employ them and pay them while they're in the country. And then we can, when they go home for a month or in between breaks, or if they go home permanently, we don't have to pay them anymore. We don't have an obligation to them. And that's what we're facing. So when you hear the news media talk about 2,500 or some politician, yeah, we were able to draw it down to 2,500 or 1,500. Well, remember, that's about 45, you know, there's another 2.9 contractors for every one of them. So when you can just multiply that number basically by three and you have it. Since 2001, and this is, it's a hard number to find, because you got to go through the files at Department of Labor and figure and look at the deaths and the injuries. But since 2001, there's been over 5,000 private military contractors killed in approximately 60 countries around this world fighting the war on terror.
Wow.
And it's those
they don't talk
we
about
don't
that
ever
number.
Hear about. Right.
Mm-mm.
They don't talk about it, and we don't hear about them. And, you know, had it not been that the media had this whole thing about Benghazi and turned into what it was, no one would still know that much about him, because we're the first group that's been founded to help take care of private military contractors. And, you know, a little background on that is, like, when I was injured in Benghazi, I left Libya on the evening of September 12th, and that's when my pay stopped. That's the last day I got paid. So I got paid for my feet being in Libya. And if they weren't, then I didn't get paid. And so I went from making really good money, I mean, at least good for me, I was making about $150,000 to $160,000 a year, to making zero overnight. And then I'm injured, I'm in a hospital, I'm trying to recover. There's no one there to help you walk through the paperwork, no one that's been there before that understands what you're going through. And it was early on when me and my wife saw that there was this need that needed to be fulfilled. And so we just decided to do it, and had never ran a nonprofit or anything like that before. So, you know, I'm sure it's not the smoothest running operation in the world, but I can tell you this thing is that we do it from the heart, and we do it because we love America and love our fellow citizens. And we want to make sure that no one has to suffer, because we have people in charge that just don't care.
I had no idea that on the 12th, you got your paychecks terminated, stopped, because your contract technically ended.
Yep.
And they didn't even take into consideration, oh my God, what just happened? That is something that I think everybody in this country needs to hear, because that's just unbelievable. I mean, it wasn't like you decided to, walk walk out the building and say, "Hey, I'm done today. I'm not gonna work, or I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna end my contract. I'm gonna go home." Especially with the entire horrific and tragic situation with Benghazi, you would think that you would get some sort of, oh, I don't know, like a 6-month thank you for saving all of these American lives, and they just threw you literally under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my pay went to zero until I filed my workman's comp claim. That's the backup. That's the safety net we have is a workman's comp claim. And it maxes out at $5,000 a month, which isn't bad. But when you're going from $160,000 a year to zero and then up to $60,000, and my first paycheck, my first workman's comp check didn't come in until after January. So, you know, and we were lucky. I mean, we were blessed. People would send us money out of the blue. And that's, again, what really kind of focused us, laser focused us on making sure that others are taken care of. I mean, the last thing a family needs to do is when they're recovering from severe injuries or they have a spouse that has been killed in action in serving this country, the last thing they should have to do is worry about if their car's going to get repossessed, if their water's going to get turned off, if their electric is going to get shut down, or even worse, could be that their house is going to get repossessed. Because they chose to be a contractor.
Well, they were doing their job.
Right.
I mean, you got injured on the job. I mean, your situation, I cannot believe that the government, like, where is the senators? Where were the representatives from the House, especially your state, saying we need an emergency fund for this guy and this family because they just got shut off from their contractors? I'm not surprised. It's sad, but I'm not surprised that the...
They wouldn't fly my wife and family out to Germany to see me. My family had to sit back in Colorado waiting for me to get home. I spent until the 16th or the 18th in Germany in hospitals. And then from there I came home and got to see my wife and kids the first time was in the hospital in Walter Reed. And I was an anomaly. They usually don't always put us in Walter Reed. Usually it's they send you home, but because they wanted to protect me from the media and they put me in Walter Reed. Normally you would just go back to a civilian hospital, and hopefully they have a surgeon there that understands combat trauma injuries and how to treat all that. I mean, it's not like a car crash when you have pieces of metal that could be as small as a pinhead traveling 5,000 feet per second. It does a lot of damage and tears up things in parts of bodies that you just don't ever think would ever happen. And, you know, thank goodness for the Lord that allows us to have a body that recovers so well, that is so resilient if we allow it to be, if we train it to be.
You know, they just wanted this to go away, and they wanted they didn't want anybody to know. They could have easily flew over your family. And like I said, any politician that is in office probably could have just paid for the ticket themselves to get them there if they needed to. And we know that there's lots of money in those budgets to do it. They chose not to. That's the other thing people need to understand. These choices have been made by design, on purpose. And there's no such thing as, oh, well, they couldn't do that. No, no, they chose not to. You have to watch the language, and you have to readjust it when you're especially describing when there's these decisions made or things that are happening. And then once that changes, the truth light bulb goes on. Oz, I know that you've got a busy schedule. You have back-to-back things to do. Is there anything else that you wanted to share specifically about Benghazi? And then, of course, I want you to promote the organization and provide any contact information so people can join, donate, and use it as share it with their family and friends who might actually need the service.
You know, I just want to, first off and foremost, to thank all the military that are serving and the contractors that are serving right now in harm's way. We have families who don't know whether or not their kids, their young sons are going to and daughters are going to be coming home, or if they do, if they're coming home injured. And we have our veterans who are contractors who are putting it on the line because it's just what we're made of. It's, you know, we see an issue, we see a problem, and we're going to take it and take that bull by the horns. We're going to make sure that we can do something a little bit better for someone else than ourselves. And for it's for our brothers and sisters to our left and right. And we back here need to make sure that we keep praying for them and loving on them and let them know that we appreciate them because we have a government that really doesn't. And it's unfortunate that that's where it's at. But, you know, keeping a positive note on it is we're going to keep our heads up. You can't kick it. You can, you may be able to kick us down, but you can't kick us out. And there's, like you said, there's more of us than them. And if we keep trotting away, we can make a little dent in that humongous pile of excrement that this world throws at us every time we turn around.
I was gonna censor it too and say poop, but yes, you your word was a little bit more scientific than my poop pile.
Well, the word I was thinking was one that would have to been censored, but
it's okay. Well, you can say if you feel like you need to say it just to hit it home for everybody, please do, because you know they censor us anyway because I said non-vaccine and fraud-y and mayor corruption county. So then it happens all the time. It's not a big deal. I don't want anyone to hold back. So go ahead and say it, Oz.
Yeah, and as contractors, we are the lowest on the – I always tell people, I says, you know where whales swim? The contractors in this world, especially if they're working for some of those special organizations, are down below that. They're like whale shit. That's how far down the ladder they are.
That's horrible to think.
It's up to us. It's up to Americans to help take care of our own. That's how that's just the way we roll.
Yeah. Everybody's got to throw in some support, or even if you can't, well, then you know what? Follow these guys on social media and share their posts, encourage other people to do the same, because you've got to be able to participate in some way at this point, everybody. So either you do it with your time, you do it with your hands, which you could physically do something. And if you can't physically, well, you know what? We live, unfortunately, in a digital world. So push that information out there. And of course, the other way that you can help out is with your money. So you have three options in order to help Mark and his wife, Crystal, with their organization, Shadow Warriors Project. You're helping Americans because the government's not going to. They made that quite clear. So it's going to rely again on we the people stepping up to the plate. It's exhausting, the work we have to do in addition to paying the taxes to go ahead. You would think that's where the support's supposed to come from. See, it's like this. You mean I got to work all day, and then I got to go fight for the country, and then I got to give all the bad people money, and then I got to reach into what's left and help the other groups that I know need it more. And you're just going, well, and then you think, well, what can be eliminated? Where is the problem? It's like a cancer. What do you do with cancer? You cut it out. What can we cut out?
Yeah. Well, imagine. Tell me. This is everyone. And if you noticed, over the years, Washington D.C. and the federal side of government wants us to look to them for help, and they always try to make us think that they're the ones in charge, that they're the ones fixing things, that they're the ones making our lives better. When, you know, I'm more worried about electing that conservative or that dog catcher in our city council and our school board, that local level politics. We're not a democracy, people. We are a republic that operates under democratic processes. And that republic is that state's right, is because government best works when it's pushed down to the people. When you have big government and you have a lot of it that's far away, that's intangible, then they start thinking themselves as good as God. And, you know, and that's where we're at. They think they're untouchable. They think they know better. I mean, we've heard a ton of our politicians talking about that. But we have to stay strong, stand together. And don't think that there's a donation that's too small. We've had some of our most loyal donors have been donating $6 to $12 a month every month since we've started for over 5 years ago. And that makes a difference. That makes a difference in a veteran's life, in a contractor's life, because over time, that $12 or that $6 every month eventually allows us to say that you buy a dog for a veteran that needs it, a contractor that needs it, is able to make sure that the kids at Christmas of our private military contractors don't go without if they've lost their father or their mother. So any amount can help. Any amount can help.
And then I just want to clarify, Oz, you don't get government grants, or you don't get any grants from these big NGOs or from a quote-unquote church or any of these think tanks or any of these big funds. You don't get any grants, right? There's no such thing like that, right?
No, we don't.
Okay. I just want to clarify, because I know that Planned Parenthood gets $500 million that we know of. So I know that they get grants. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that your organization and all the things that you're doing to support Americans, just wanted that to sink in to people that your group doesn't. Planned Parenthood does. So again, just little note, everybody, little note, something doesn't sound right. Something's up and something needs to be cut out. And I think we've kind of made that clear. And I'm purposely letting people make their own assessments, just throwing out facts, everybody. Can you give the website and any social media that you want them to follow? We got to get you some cash, my friend.
It's shadowwarriorsproject.org is our website. We are on Instagram as well, and on Facebook, and you can follow us under the same name. I myself have a Twitter account. You can reach out or want to communicate through that, and Instagram for myself as well. And my service dog, Roan, has her own Instagram page as well that feel free to follow. And it's Roan _SWP. She's named after Tyrone Woods, who got killed next to me. And she's just an ambassador for what we do and for helping raise money and helping just make that connection with people.
Well, I'm going to add your organization as one of our platinum partners. I'm going to reach out to you and Crystal to figure out how more we can support you guys in the organization and become part of our platform and help raise some funds and get some exposure for you guys. I'd love to have you come back on. We can get some follow-ups. And also, I think we need to share a little bit more about Benghazi if you want to go down that topic. I think it's important. And, you know, as things are starting to come to the surface in all of these different avenues of things that we've been misled on, I think it's time to revisit that a little bit. If depending on when your time permits, I think that might be more truth for people. I think it's time.
Yeah, I think so. That would be wonderful. Would love to. And would love to also talk about, I like talking to people about, that little thing called protest that we have the constitutional right to do, and especially when you're going to the workplace of those that work for you, which Nancy Pelosi and them thought is the Capitol, that is their house. It's not. It's the people's house. That's why you've always been able to enter that house without having to make appointments or anything like that. They like to say it was an armed insurrection. It wasn't an armed insurrection. Mm-hmm. It was Americans making sure that the people that they voted in to work for them were doing the right thing.
Yeah, well said. And you are right. They work for us. We pay their salaries, and it's time that people realize they're not as powerful as they think nor deserve to be. Again, they're not leaders. They're in leadership positions, and we, the people, are in charge. We just forgot, and We will have you back on. We'll talk about all that stuff. I mean, you're a phenomenal guest. I want to thank you for your service, everything you've done for our country, for your bravery. You sacrificed your body to save so many people. So you're a great, you're an incredible person, Mark. So thank you and your wife for starting this organization, too.
Yeah, she's my rock. I wouldn't be who I am or where I'm at if it wasn't for her.
Yeah, I can only imagine what she's all about too. Maybe what we can do, we can have her on and you guys together. I mean, that might be pretty powerful to show the teamwork where how the woman is actually, pretty strong behind the scenes.
Great.
Yeah, we'll do a tag team. We'll have you both.
All of us that serve overseas a lot. Out of 9.5 years, I was gone for 7 of it, and she's the one who kept the household. Raised the kids. Those caregivers is what we call them that take care of us. They have a little bit of that. They struggle with that PTS as well because for us leaving them every time we leave them, that's a shock to them as well. And so that's something that she's passionate about.
Yeah,
making
you never
sure
know.
She brings light to that as well.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. I have some friends that are in that same situation, and in the back of their mind, it's every time they get a phone, the phone rings and they're like, I wonder if that's going to be the call, you know? And that's what a lot of people forget about, especially. And then she's got to be the mom and the dad. Like, she must be a pretty kick-ass lady.
She
you're lucky she keeps you around. You're lucky she keeps you around.
I know it.
Give your website one more time, and then I will let you go do the great work that you got to do. You got to go see. You got to go round up and buy some, rent some planes. I'm sure. That is just
that's
insane.
What we're trying to do. Whatever we can to get these people out. I mean, you know, Afghanistan's a big country. It's pretty flat, so I'm sure we can land a plane in a lot of different places.
Oh yeah.
So our website is www.shadowwarriorsproject.org. And if you have your cell phones on right now and want to really jump to it quick, you can text SHADOW to 9199, and that'll take you straight to the ability to help donate right away if that's what you feel on your heart to do. But thank
give that
you
number
so much
again,
for having me. And,
hang on one second. Sorry, hang on. Give that number one more time because it cut out.
It's SHADOW. Text SHADOW to 91999.
Okay, that was the third 9. I just wanted to make sure that we got that in there. And I'm going to put this information on the website. I'm going to have it under the Take Action tab. It'll be on the Must Follow and Must Join groups. You'll see that there under the nonprofit section. And then, again, we're going to make you guys a platinum partner. And thank you so much. You're just I'm inspired, and I'm pissed. So all at the same time.
Thank you for having me and giving me a voice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll have you again, and you're very, very welcome. Tell your wife, I said, keep up the great work, and hopefully she'll keep you around. So we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Thank you for everything. And good luck, Oz, getting everybody, as many people as you can, home. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. God bless, and have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you and everything you're doing. Wow. Well, so I encourage everybody to listen to that interview again. I think it's something that everybody needs to listen to. And please share that with your family and friends. Ooh, yeah. Now that is a hero. So we're going to have him back on. We're going to have his wife on. We're going to talk more about Benghazi and everything that they experience. Interesting about how the money cut off immediately when the foot left Libya. The boot went right over the line and the money stopped. In all situations, you think they would try to have made it a little bit easier for them based on the circumstances, but nope, not even close.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.